Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh, God. Who said that? Who said T-Wolves?
Burkhardt, did you see that moment after the game?
No, I did not. T-Wolves jerseys. Oh, and I like Kevin Burkhardt. It's not the T-Blazers. Get out of here. You're never, ever allowed to listen or watch a Wolves game if you ever call them T-Wolves. Let's just get the other one out of the way, too. It's never K-Fan either. It's the fan or KF fan. We're not. What will we be?
Can't really do that for us.
It's really tough to do it for us.
W Coco?
I think we need a nickname. I think W's.
Neighbor's a nickname.
Yeah, well, that just sucks.
Even just calling us CCO is a bit of a nickname.
It is, but the good neighbor thing sounds like we're appealing to 98-year-olds.
So they're at the desk last night.
Yeah.
And A-Rod pulls out a bag. Hey, apparently Poppy gives them kind of
yeah, he gives them a
t-shirt.
Gives a shirt. By the way, can I just, as you're explaining this, how about the resilience by your Blue Jays?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good not when bad. You lose one of the greatest World Series games ever, and you're facing the dynastic, soon to be dynastic Dodgers, and you just say,
yeah, give up almost nothing 2 games in a row.
Yeah, pretty
get
good.
The bats going a little bit.
Yeah.
So A-Rod pulls out the bag, says, "Hey, you know what? Instead of the t-shirts, I got gifts. Christmas is coming up."
Christmas is around the corner, So I brought you guys some gifts.
Money?
Something like that.
Money.
Mr.
Gold,
Kevin Burkhardt.
Gold bars?
Oh, nice. We got T-Wolves jerseys. Oh.
Mr. Dr.
This is
Jeter.
Sick.
Jeter, I know that's going to go in a garbage somewhere to wash your car. Just don't throw it away in front of me, please.
Wow.
Big Poppy.
Nice.
Wow. I didn't realize Jeter was a Wolves hater.
Apparently.
Well, I think they just hate each other. I know you think Jeter still hates A-Rod.
Oh, I don't think they get along very well.
I mean, I think A-Rod, you know, he wants to be his buddy, and Jeter, he does this because he's got nothing going right now. And it can only look at his flawless-looking wife so many times. Hannah Davis might be the most beautiful woman on the planet. You know, she's absolutely stunning. And he's got to work with him. You know, if that would have been A-Rod saying T-Wolves, get David Stern out of the grave and take the team from him. But he did not.
He did not.
Thank
He's
you.
Done it before.
Thank you. He has done it before. By the way, we were told by Wolves PR folks that right before the season, A-Rod would join us. We might have to push back and try. He's a bit busy right now. I get it.
It's a lot going on.
Maybe
it's a World Series.
I'm on this, not my wedding, my oldest son's wedding. So I'm out of here for a little bit of time next week. But maybe after that I'll reach out and see if we can get Alex Rodriguez.
That'd be very good.
Be nice on a game day and have him on and see what's going on, including the one guy's plans, you know, potential plans for an arena. Get rid of Glicks. I've had a lot of beers at Glicks.
Got to keep Glicks. Figure it out a way.
Yeah, it seems like you should.
Anyway, world-class three guys who didn't really want those jerseys. Oh, right. This is awesome. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yeah. I like Ortiz. Like money. Like three guys. Actually, four guys who really need the cash. Let's go text a topic. Let's go.
Hit it. I got to get the thing.
I gave you no warning.
Zero warning.
I gave you no warning. Outside of our guest today, Bill Guerin. This could be feisty. The Wild general manager and Jason DeRussia. But I've got topics. We got plenty of things to discuss. But we got to start with Texas Top. Let's go.
Normally, Chad's the boss when it comes to show content around here.
I'm giving
but
to you
today,
folks.
He's feeling philanthropic. Give us your talkers. Nothing is too microscopic. The wide range of ideas is sure to be kaleidoscopic. And sure, the discussion may turn a bit myopic, but that's what you get when we invite you to Text a Topic.
That's impactful.
It'll change your life.
That is impactful. Henry apparently calls the Wolves T-Wolves all the time, according to Josh. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me? H. Lick, my friend of 30 years, my former intern.
Been loving the Wolves since the start.
He needs to be suspended for a week, Bradley. H. Lick,
brought back the next
they
day.
Are, yeah. You know, that worked out last time. You know, no way does H. Lake calm the T-Wolves. Come on. I mean, just, yeah, I got it. The kids call him K-Fan. I still text with, yeah, dot. And if he ever says K-Fan, I text him, like, what are you doing? I've been gone for 15 years.
Yeah,
no.
Let it go.
No, I will not.
You're not there anymore. You
I've
don't
been
need
gone
to fight
from the Wolves
fight.
For a while.
You don't need to fight their fight.
No.
Get off of it.
They're
KFXN.
They're the Wolves. They're the Timberwolves. They're the fan. They're the leader. They're not K-Fan. Text a topic. We already suggested, is anybody hotter? Is anybody a better act right now to sell out a stadium? Somebody's saying Sabrina. Come on.
No.
Not even close. I mean, who else would it be?
And what would happen if Garth Brooks went on a world tour again?
Now, Oasis, if Oasis came here, I go. But would Oasis sell tickets as fast as Morgan Wallen? I don't think so.
I don't think there's the fervor. I mean, even McCartney. The prices at the end were rock bottom low. That's how you got in the building.
Well, they weren't quite rock bottom. You know, I'm aware of rock bottom. That fee was not quite rock bottom. Let's go. We're pausing. You text us at 651-461-9226. We'll cover the topic. It can be uncomfortable. It can be uncertain. It can be politics. It can be nonsense. It can be deep about Dave's sexual ineptitude. Whatever you want to discuss or want us to discuss, text a topic. Listen, some radio stations, the program directors have told the host, you cannot handle this. We can handle it. Text a topic. 651-461-9226. You know what you probably can't handle? Your body. Your body right now is not as good as it should be. And I'm going to give you one place that will help you right away, immediately, and a place that you should sign up for and should be a regular part of your routine. That is Stretch Lab. Yes, you need to stretch a lot. You really do. Maybe because this show encourages you to take your child out of school one day a year, play hooky. One day a year. Maybe you got this 16-year-old who, by the way, could get in trouble because he's got a football game and now you've taken him out. Maybe he's the football player who needs to stretch even more and he goes to Stretch Lab. Maybe it's your grandparents who used to exercise a lot and you need to bring them to Stretch Lab. Stretch Lab, dozen-plus locations, metro area. Train professionals. Sign up for that 50-minute session. By the way, I hung out with my buddy Tyler yesterday. He played another round of golf yesterday. People are going to be playing golf for another couple weeks. You still want to hit that golf ball middle of the club face. You want to just feel better. Stretch Lab is the place to go. I've been going for 6 years. I'm not stopping. Join today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
He's pretty good.
He'd fill up U.S. Bank. He's done it in the past.
He has.
Two nights? I don't know.
Gal and I were just talking about him. She's playing. Michelle, if you're listening, remind me who we were listening to this morning. I thought this guy sounded a little bit like Stapleton. She did not. But, man, Stapleton's unbelievable. What is our theme today?
Well, that tune was You Should Probably Leave, and it fits perfectly for our theme, honoring the decision by the U of M to tell all the graduations to get out of here, get lost, scram, you're not welcome anymore.
We're getting to that. The U of M employees are tuckered. Get out of here. Okay, text the topic 651-461-9226. ICE increasing efforts in Chicago for Halloween. Is that true? I just feel like ICE has been in Chicago for a while. Are they really going to be out there on Halloween trying to find individuals? I mean, right now, is that what we're going to do on Halloween night? Show up in unmarked vehicles with masks on and try to arrest individuals?
I don't know if they're increasing. Pritzker, he's urged the suspension of ICE operations during Halloween, so kids can do their thing without fear.
He's right. He's right. One day, let's not have a mom and dad walking their kid in the neighborhood. And yes, of course, if this is a violent criminal, never stop looking for these individuals. Okay. But if it's a mom and dad, and it's the mom and dad who came here 21 years ago, and one's a lawyer and one owns the bakery, but they've been here for 20 years. Probably isn't the time when they're walking their 12-year-old to throw them in an unmarked van while you're wearing a mask.
Maybe not the best.
Yeah. That's a little bit of me. Chad, with your son getting married, what advice do you have for him? And do you still believe in matrimony? I do. Right now, Quentin tells me or Michelle that we should get married about 7 times a day. Like, can we just deep breath here a little bit?
I mean, she'll be there, right? And
she's there. There's 11 of us.
You're the arty efficient.
I am, and I love her, and I'm elated she's in my life. I had 2 long relationships after Kathleen and I separated, and one came very, very close, and one relationship we talked about a lot. So, yes. I would not be shocked at all if at some point in my life I was married again. I don't feel like I have to be. If it turns out that Michelle and I are this great and we stay together for the next, 40 years or so and not married, that could be too. That could be good also, I don't know. What advice? What advice would we both give my son and Michaela, the amazing Michaela? Patience, understanding, finding ways to share your time together, also to have your independence, never forgetting to say good things, understanding when you have disagreements, they're just a disagreement for that moment. It doesn't mean they have to hang on forever. And that you're incredibly lucky that you found each other.
Mm. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Be helpful because you want to be helpful.
Yeah.
Not because you're asking for something in return. And give each other grace. I'd say when they tick you off, they're probably not doing it intentionally.
I think we might have our next gig together.
You work on that.
Yeah. Let's do that. Blowing up boats in the ocean. Let's discuss that.
Whew.
This, again, with the overwhelming amount of news the president makes, oh, by the way, let's start up the nukes again. By the way, we're saying we got this great deal with China. Keep reading stories from a lot of independent folks saying, nah, not so sure. But it never ends. We are just continuing to locate boats. And we've determined that everyone on that boat is a criminal and is bringing drugs here. And we're trusting the administration. And there's no information being shared in any way. No confirmation. And then when we, now I think we've sent three people back to their countries who survived. This can't be the best way. How is this the best way? Don't we need to have a, how about we capture them? Can we capture them and just say, oh, you're the worst of the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a look at this boat. Let's see what you got there.
Wow. There's a lot of fentanyl here.
Mm-hmm.
Glad we got you. Oh, by the way, you're just a family going for a boat ride. Glad we didn't blow you to smithereens.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this doesn't mean you're soft on crime. If you want to just think, hey, from the satellite in our infrared technology, maybe we should just make sure you're a criminal. I guess I'm crazy that way.
It's another thing. Trusting the government if it fits our own opinions or narratives. That's right. I said narratives.
Oh, please don't.
The same people that wouldn't trust the government if Joe Biden was saying something, fully trust, and just the opposite.
I'm so confused why those boats are still out there. Does nobody warn anyone not to go in the waters? Can we actually find out who they are? I think it's all good points, but I'm not sure everyone in Venezuela right now is listening to the Chad Hartman Show. They should be. We can podcast it.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple.
Exactly.
We're all available.
You know, now you got the whole podcast you can listen to or segments. They don't all have Fox and CNN on the TVs like we do. And yes, we should 1,000% find out who they are. Are we just going to do this if somebody's in the desert? If somebody's crossed over Mexico into California or is Arizona, and we're pretty darn convinced they're drug runners, we just going to blow them up too?
It's not a drone. They'll take care of them.
There's a story the last couple of days where the administration now has troops of about 23,000 ready to go to various locations for uprisings. Think about that. You know, we have some cities where there is way too much crime, where the leaders, many times Democrats, not always Democrats, but many times Democrats, have not been strong enough on crime. The judges haven't been strong enough. And we need more people to feel safe when they go there. We also have hyperbolic terms, including our friend Dan from Hopkins. I know you're listening. Hi, Dan. Hope you're great. It's a war zone in Chicago. Oh, yeah, that's right. All of Chicago is a war zone. Go there right now on a 60-degree day in downtown Chicago. You're not going to find a better place in America. But are there parts of Chicago that are bleep zone? Yeah. Should there be less? Yes. But we're just going to keep finding different cities and sending thousands and thousands of military members there in our own country? That's what we're doing? Really? How about when we actually put the government back together? How about, I don't know, how many billions of dollars that we send to these cities so they have money to screen and bring on high-quality police officers? Isn't that a better idea?
Novel idea.
Or not just all police officers, individuals who can handle mental health crises. Instead of asking National Guardsmen who aren't trained for this to go and, you know, do this. Hopefully Princess Cruise Lines listens to Chad Hartman Show. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's not get in cruise lines near the Venezuelan maritime lanes.
I don't, tough one.
I don't think that would be a good one. topic. Continue to take federal taxes out of our paychecks during a shutdown. So we shouldn't have our taxes taken out because of the government shutdown? I mean, really?
Well, what are we paying for?
A lot of us are still getting benefits, aren't we? Now, it's pathetic that we, like, air traffic control is without a paycheck, right? I think we're going to resolve SNAP before Saturday, don't you?
So.
Right?
I hope so. I have faith it will be done.
There was a judge who just got involved. There's this group of senators report yesterday they're getting together.
It's disgusting that we're this close.
Yeah. And for the folks who say 42 million receiving SNAP benefits and it's more than doubled in the last 5 years, that's a major problem. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. So this is the time to not pay these folks? No. This is the time to pay folks and then acknowledge what the hell has happened. That, as we've talked a lot lately, and we'll just do it here for a minute, the haves continue to flourish. If I don't know what the number is. Let's say you were able to keep your job and you make over $250,000, let's say. You're probably better off today than you were when the pandemic started because you could ride out the market and if you still have your job, whereas people who were below that, maybe well below that and lost jobs, that separation gets bigger and bigger and bigger. As they say all the time, I think our state is overtaxed. So I don't think taxes is the only solution. For the uber wealthy, I think they should be taxed. When we're talking a billion and that type of money, yes, I do. But we have to figure out some way to create a system where we're not crushing capitalism because I do not want to be part of democratic socialism. Here's my level of interest. Let me explain it to you. I'm done. Zero. So I'm a capitalist, but we got to create avenues where people right now who have been making the same amount or less the last 5-10 years, who do work hard, who don't just sit around and are thinking, Dave, I'm just, like we said yesterday, I'm just treading water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, capitalism, it's built to have winners and losers, it's built to have people on the top and unfortunately people on the bottom. But I mean, the scoreboard has gotten so lopsided for the top 1%, 0.5%, whatever it is.
Yes, somebody's talking about the contingency money. Yeah, it's the contingency money is close to $6 billion. And again, the even people I know and respect who are trying to establish their conservative brand more when they're putting out the last couple of days, come on, it's against the law. You can't use this money. It's safe for other areas. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump just follows the law and never defies.
That's right. Loves the law.
I mean, just figure out the government shutdown. And even before that, just set aside the SNAP benefits, vote to continue to allow people to have money so we don't have 42 million people in our country that is the most prosperous country on the planet not looking for their next breakfast and meal. And I'm not in the mood, by the way, for all these callous, heartless texts. Oh, they're all just laying around. Some do game the system. Others are your brother and your sister and your neighbors. Okay, I know we're already super late. Somebody's after Finch. Okay, first of all, the folks who are really going off the board on Finch and saying it's time to fire him, just go to a darkness retreat. Okay, the guy's a great coach. Now, maybe it all unravels this year. It hasn't unraveled after 5 bleeping games. Last night, he did blew it, and he owned up. When Austin Reeves is playing like he's Luka, and they just played lousy last night. Okay, to lose to that team without Luka and LeBron, get out of here. I know Ant's not playing, but you can't allow Austin Reeves to have that separation between Rudy and McDaniels. The one person is saying Rudy's terrible on isolations. No, he's not. 2 years ago, his numbers were the best in the league, isolations. They've slipped. He needed to have Rudy up front and see what Rudy can do. And if Reeves gets by, then McDaniels or somebody else comes up. Finch was playing it both ways, and he got burned by it. Bill Guerin, the Wild president of hockey operations with that club going nowhere so far. Again, Minnesota sports still in the tank. Billy Guerin's team with, what, 3 wins in 11 games? He returns for one of his regular visits in about 30. I'm going to talk Aquarius right now. Maybe the steal continues. Nothing is guaranteed, but it might end tomorrow. October 31st could be it. What am I talking about? First of all, I'm talking about AquariusHomeServices.com. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I'm talking about their signature product, the Kinetico drinking water system. Be certain. I don't know, maybe last night you met your buddy Tyler and you had a margarita and you're thirsty today. Have that Kinetico drinking water system right there. You know what I was reminded of too last night? How good queso is. Good queso.
Shouldn't need a reminder of that.
I know.
Queso is unbelievable.
God, queso is good. You know what else is good? Great water with your queso. And at my place, I go to that Aquarius Kinetico drinking water system multiple times throughout the day. You can save up to 25% right now. Also have the water softener. Also have them look at your utility room, the dryer, the air conditioner. Great company. I've been a customer since 1993. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherr.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Turns out, among the celebrities a couple nights ago in town for the Stark event at the Armory, where I got Mr. Mahler was at, was George W. Bush.
It's a good get.
George.
Wow.
W. Bush. The, what would he be? The 43rd president of the United States.
Nailed it.
And he then stuck around and spoke at the course where I caddied growing up and just a couple miles from where I grew up. And I'm assuming that's why he did it.
I think he requested the course. Hey, I know Chad used to caddy somewhere. Get me there.
Yeah. Golden Valley Country Club. They have an enormous clubhouse at Golden Valley Country Club. Also, if you just want to say, among the most fun golf courses in Minnesota, Golden Valley might be number one. Par five after par five after par five. The daunting two par fours, the 7th, the 16th, the tightest par three on the planet, the 14th hole, 16, you got to hit for the steeple. It's just a great, great golf course. And do you know who introduced George W. Bush? One of our economic gurus, in fact, our definitive economic guru, Brian Belsky.
Really?
Who's on the show tomorrow. And from an insider friend of mine who saw Brian Belsky, who is an avid listener to this show, and here's Belsky, and is not someone who always offers flowers. He said Belsky was fabulous. And he also said W was great. So, and again, it wasn't like, you know, W let loose on, you know, Trump. He was diplomatic, but it was also clear what he was getting to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to all of a sudden say, you know, I love the Bush presidency. I will always wonder where the Bush presidency could have ventured if he would have made a couple better choices in forming his administration. Because George W. Bush in the 90s in Texas absolutely was a compassionate conservative who worked with a lieutenant governor who was a Democrat, and they worked together, and he wasn't a fake conservative. I mean, Donald Trump's a rhino. He's a Republican in name only because he saw the lane. W's an actual Republican conservative, but he worked with folks. But then he brought in the Prince of Darkness as his VP, and he put Cheney put the band back together with Wolfie and Rummy and, you know, Clinton missed a great opportunity to kill bin Laden. And then the August memo that Condoleezza Rice was showing W and the folks about flying into planes, and we didn't take it as serious as we should have, and we were hit. And at that point, he had the country in the palm of his hand. He had the bullhorn. He threw the first pitch. He gave the greatest speech of his life on the floor of Congress a couple weeks later. And we went and attacked Afghanistan as we should have. And then we decided to go to Iraq, and people lied about Iraq being tied to 9/11. So who knows what kind of president. And then, you know, then they handled Iraq in an utterly incompetent way. Remember, Dick Cheney, we're going to be greeted as liberators. We're going to be waving American flags.
Didn't really work out that way, did it? No.
Administration's like, wait, there's Sunnis and there's Shias. Who are the Kurds? Who are these people? It's like they had no idea. Katrina and too many things fell apart. Almost to quote W, do I think deep in his soul he's a good person? I do. Deep in his soul, do I still think Donald Trump's a good person? I don't. You know? So W would be up there. Dave Harrigan gave you no warning on this. And again, I want text right now. 651. And we're going to pause right now so we have plenty of time. 651-461-9226. Give me somebody that you would like for an hour, and they're going to be as honest as they can be, and you'd like to hear this individual.
If we're talking politics.
Doesn't have to be, by the way.
Well, I've got a few from different walks of life, I guess.
Yep.
Bush or Obama. Either one I think would be great. Former presidents, seen a lot, very good speakers. I'd like to hear them both. Pope Leo would be very interesting.
He's probably number one on my list.
Yeah, he'd be very up there. I'd also love an hour to hear Bob Costas.
Okay.
Love Bob Costas, always have. I'd love all the stories he could give me from his decades of leading sports coverage at NBC, Olympics, all the stuff.
Okay, let's go. Well, let's pause. Who else do we have? Politics, media, actors, everyday citizens who've rose up and have become remarkable. Sully. For a while, Sully would be way up on this list, right? You know? Who else do you have? You could see anybody for an hour, and candor is going to be overflowing. Who do you have? 651-461-9226. I feel like you find a way to use this song often.
I haven't pulled this one out in a while.
Didn't we just have a firing bumper theme in the last month or so?
No, we always have a quitting the job theme.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mock people that get fired. That's below bumper theme, Chad.
Mm.
How dare you?
Believe me. Judy Woodruff or George Clinton from Parliament Funkadelic.
Okay, P-Funk in the house.
Would you want to have Judy and George Clinton? Who's the rock and roller right now? Is it Mick? Is it McCartney?
You know, I'd rather hear Mick.
Yeah. Because if it's Bono, you might be there for 5 days.
And you'd feel really bad about yourself when you left.
Exactly. I mean, you just feel so inferior, right? God, George Clinton. I mean, for me, it would have been Prince. If Prince was, if all of a sudden a guy who would out of nowhere make a media appearance or two, but more often than not was very reluctant. If all of a sudden you're in an hour with him.
Yeah.
And candor.
Might be like the Super Bowl press conference where he just says, I'm going to have a concert instead.
Yeah. Prince! Prince! It's my father chasing after him.
Through five levels of security
exactly.
Already with Bob Hagen,
about
right?
About to get shot. And then Prince goes, no, I know that guy. Thinking of you, I think Tiger Woods would be a good choice. If he's going to give us candor, sign me up.
Sure.
Then he's probably, I mean, if you told me right now I get to interview anybody and it's for me, okay, and the person is required to answer questions, I can think of somebody in my life now. I can't acknowledge that person. Okay, so put that off the side. Well-known person, it is Tiger Woods for sure.
Well, that's because probably you always, I mean, you've already interviewed Jack Nicklaus many times.
I have. In fact, so. Jack, if you're listening, if you just want to call in today, I've missed you.
Oh.
I've missed you.
It's nice of you to say that. Nice to admit that.
And last week, he won $50 million from Zone Coming. If I can get Tiger to say, yep, I blew it leaving Butch Harmon. When I had the most flawless swing and was destroying everybody. Yep, I blew it when I started training with the Navy SEALs. Yeah, I blew it because I was so cheap and didn't get a burner phone for all the chicks I was sleeping with. Yep, I blew it with all the other dumb things that did in my life. Yeah, I was on the gas pedal. The entire time, did not hit the brake once when I was in California in, was that early 19 or early 20, where he almost died. Okay. And yeah, I had Steiny, my agent, pay that small town in Southern California about $15 million to bury that police report.
February 21 was the accident.
Yep. Day before, he was on the Riviera coverage, and he looked as puffy as can be. He looked horrible. Somebody says, if they must tell the truth, Tom Emmer. That would be a good one. Greg Allman, find out why he really, really fired Dickie Betts. Dave Harrigan singing, someone says. I mean, you get that now.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson. The stories, at least the ones that he remembers, would be entertaining. I'd love to listen to Major Garrett talk about his experiences and his insight to our present administration, all in confidence. He's pretty dang candid with us. I think people should go back to the Major interview at the Western White House before Mr. Smarty Pants only brought like 9 clubs to play Stone Eagle. Okay. But do you remember his candor about his family?
I do.
I mean, he told me twice during the break. He goes, I cannot believe I'm saying this to you right now on the radio. He goes, I can believe I'm saying it to you because we've become pretty darn good friends. Because I'm saying this about everything that happened with his family. Search, anybody who loves Major on this show, and you should, there's no better guest on the planet. There's no better regular weekly guest on the planet than Major Garrett. That's how much I think.
I remember the candor on the family. Candor in another interview with him when he spoke about just giving up alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to hear J.B. Smoove speak for an hour. The caveat is that I would like for him to speak as Leon Black. Yes, that's it.
You bring the ruckus for an hour.
You bring the ruckus. Number of people saying our guy Patrick, for sure. get an hour, Royce. By the way, again, another podcast. We just gave you 45 minutes of Royce on his 80th birthday, and he was 0 to 10, 100, because he just is. This is a ball person, Jose Altuve. Yeah, Jose, what about that jersey? Don't take my jersey off.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Wetterling. Someone says, somebody worked at Starkey and said the Dalai Lama came, spoke to employees for about 45 minutes. I stood about 15 feet from him. It was amazing. Pretty dang impressive.
Yeah.
Bill Guerin of the Wild. Is he cranky? Is he patient? And I'm getting another spam call right now. Oh, goody. Billy Guerin, early next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.